A committee set up by the 2008 flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Parkwisi Indum, has come out with some challenges bedeviling the party in its quest to win power. Addressing newsmen in Accra, the exploratory committee said the CPP can only impact positively on Ghanaian politics through effective and robust communication and the infusion of the youth into leadership positions of the party at all levels. The committee made some recommendations that it believes will help boost the party's chances of recapturing power. Rosalind Boating and Juliana Sewa Bunsu sat in at the news conference and have filed this report.
The team said after 5 weeks of interaction with people on the ground, it was revealed that majority of Ghanaians are tired of the NDC and NPP and are looking forward for the CPP to become the next party to win power in Ghana. It was also clear that there is the need for members and leadership of the CPP to be supportive of the party's 2012 parliamentary and presidential campaigns. According to the exploratory committee, Dr. Parkwisi Indum has declared his full support for the newly elected national, regional and constituency executives to unite and strengthen the CPP. Dr. Indum, according to the committee, has given assurance that 50 constituencies will be fully resourced with offices and related equipment to make the party efficient and effective. According to the committee, Dr. Indum will also ensure effective education on CPP policies, programs and activities.
A report by Rosalind Boating and Juliana Sewa Bunsu.